Listen now to the word of God from the book of Jasher. And King Nimrod reigned securely, and all the earth was under his control, and the earth was of one tongue and words of union. And the princes of Nimrod and his great men took counsel together, Put, Mitzrayim, Cush, and Canaan with their families, and they said to each other, Come, let us build ourselves a city, and in it a strong tower, and its top reaching heaven. And we will make ourselves famed, so that we may reign over the whole world, in order that the evil of our enemies may cease from us, that we may reign mightily over them, that we may not become scattered over the earth on account of their wars. And they all went before the king, and they told the king these words. And the king agreed with them in this affair, and they did so. And all the families assembled, consisting of about 600,000 men. And they went to seek an extensive piece of ground to build the city and the tower. And they sought in the whole earth, and they found none like the one valley at the east of the land of Shinar, about 2 days' walk. And they journeyed there, and they dwelt there. And they began to make bricks and burn fires to build the city and the tower that they had imagined to complete. And the building of the tower was unto them a transgression and a sin, and they began to build it. And whilst they were building against the Lord God of heaven, they imagined in their hearts to war against him and to ascend into heaven. And all these people and all the families divided themselves into three parts. The first said, We will ascend into heaven and fight against him. The second said, We will ascend to heaven and place our own gods there and serve them. And the third part said, We will ascend to heaven and smite him with bows and spears. And God knew all their works and all their evil thoughts, and he saw the city and the tower which they were building. And when they were building, they built themselves a great city, and a very high and strong tower. And on account of its height, the mortar and the bricks did not reach the builders in their ascent to it, until those who went up had completed a full year, and after that they reached the builders and gave them the mortar and the bricks. Thus was it done daily. And behold, these ascended and others descended the whole day. And if a brick should fall from their hands and get broken, they would all weep over it. And if a man fell and died, none of them would look at him. And the Lord knew their thoughts, and it came to pass when they were building, they cast arrows towards the heavens, and all the arrows fell upon them filled with blood. And when they saw them, they said to each other, Surely we have slain all those that are in heaven. For this was from the Lord, in order to cause them to err, and in order to destroy them off the face of the ground. And they built the tower and the city, and they did this thing daily, until many days and years were elapsed. And God said to the 70 angels who stood foremost before him, to those who were near to him, saying, Come, let us descend and confuse their tongues, that one man may not understand the language of his neighbor. And they did so unto them. And from that day following they forgot each man his neighbor's tongue. They could not understand to speak in one tongue. And when the builder took from the hands of his neighbor lime or stone which he did not order, the builder would cast it away and throw it upon his neighbor, that he would die. And they did so many days, and they killed many of them in this manner. And the Lord smote the three divisions that were there. He punished them according to their works and designs. To those who said, We will ascend to heaven to serve our gods, became like apes and elephants. And to those who said, We will smite the heaven with arrows, the Lord killed them, one man through the hand of his neighbor. And the third division of those who said, We will ascend to heaven and fight against him, the Lord scattered them throughout the earth. And those who were left amongst them, when they knew and understood the evil which was coming upon them, they forsook the building, and they also became scattered upon the face of the whole earth. And they ceased building the city and the tower. Therefore he called that place Babel, for the Lord confounded the language of the whole earth. Behold, it was in the east of the land of Shinar. And as to the tower which the sons of men built, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up one-third part thereof. And a fire also descended from heaven and burned up another third. And the other third is left to this day, and it is that part which was aloft, and its circumference is 3 days' walk. And many of the sons of men died in that tower, a people without number. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Jasher.